And you're with Annie and Toby on Solidarity Breakfast on 3CR. And we've got Katie Cawthorn, Cawthorn on the line. G'day, Katie. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
I'm okay. It was a little bit of a sad story just then. But anyway, National Institute of Circus Art should bring us all up. I went to see the last show Within These Walls and thought it was the most fantastic piece of theatre that I'd seen for a very long time. And I'm assuming that this new show, which is the second year's coming out event, Fall With Me, is somewhere similar in your exploration of circus skills. Can you tell my listeners a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. Oh, that's so fantastic to hear. This show, I mean, last year's show was all sort of horror and suspense.
It was fantastic, actually.
Yeah, this year we've moved in a different direction because always, you know, we respond to the cohort and to their strengths and their interests. And this piece is actually explores, I guess, the way we wear armour as we move through our lives to protect ourselves from getting hurt, and that's sort of symbolic armour as well, and the way we can learn and can journey to sort of relieve ourselves of that armour and take it off and let ourselves actually experience the world without that protection. And when we do experience the world without that protection, it feels like we're flying. I told the second year students a story at the beginning of the year, which is about this study that was done many years ago, where they actually monitored the heartbeats of an audience watching a theatre work, and they discovered that the audience members' heartbeats began to beat in sync. And we were all blown away by this story. We were like, "What? That's so cool! How do you get into a position, though, where you are available to allow your heart to beat in sync with others?" And so we just started to explore that and explore what it feels like. And this is how we've come to this story, where we sort of start in a space where we're not in sync. We don't really make connections with others. It's hard to look others in the eye. It's hard to be looked in the eye, to a point where we can take a little risk, we can see a little glimmer of something that we want to follow, and when we do follow it, we can actually feel like we're flying, even though there might be times where we kind of fall down again and it is scary again to let yourself be seen. It's very vulnerable, but if you keep following that, it's a much better experience in life than actually wearing that armour all the time.
Oh, that's fantastic. You also revealed how you actually make this concept into a 3D circus performance. I mean, it's theatrical, but you've actually used certain skills that are bread and butter of a circus. So you're talking about teeter board.
Teeter board, yeah.
Yeah, hair hang and Chinese pole. Tell us about, I mean, this obviously means something to you, and when I go and see it, it will mean something to me as well.
Yeah. So, you know, these are skills that we often have throughout the years at NICA, and we seem to have all of these skills within this one cohort, which is really exciting. They're really, I guess, full of energy, these skills. So the teeter board is essentially like a really big seesaw, and instead of sitting on the ends of it, they jump on the ends of it. So there's a person standing on each end, one person will jump, and that actually propels the other person up into the air where they can sort of do flips, they can do all sorts of things, they can create shapes, and they can get a huge amount of height. And so there's a group of teeterboard artists within this work, which is beautiful. Chinese pole is essentially a pole. It's like a fireman's pole, really. And the students sort of climb up it. They can tumble down it. They use it, I guess, as their base to hold on to and to come back to, but they can jump away from it and come back to it. There's two that sit together, so they can kind of swap between the two poles, and we get a lot of beautiful vertical work. And then hair hanging is a really beautiful apparatus that we haven't seen for a few years at NICA. And essentially, the student who performs this ties her hair right up into a very specific style, like a bun on her head, but there's a lot that goes into the development of how she has to pull that hair together. She puts essentially a heavy metal steel loop through her hair, and then she clips into a line and she's lifted up by her hair. And she can...
Oh, goodness.
It's amazing. It's absolutely stunning. And she can create, once she's lifted, she can create the most beautiful shapes with her body. And she also, including her face, the shift that happens in her personally as she moves into hair hanging is she kind of takes on this sort of zen feeling, and it's just stunning to watch. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, fantastic. Part of what was so fantastic about the previous show was the employing of all these skills, but then making it into a really quite profound theatrical experience. And this is what NICA does, and this is what these shows do, don't they? You're taking circus into something, something really way out there, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, it's a huge part of the teaching at NICA is the performance element. So our students train hours and hours a week in their apparatus and physically to be able to do these skills, but we equally regard the performance of those skills. And so from day one, they learn about dramaturgy, they learn about the structuring of work for an audience. We're always thinking about how an audience will receive the work that we create and how to structure it in a way that allows our audience to, I guess, disappear quite often into the world with us, yeah, rather than just treating circus like a spectacle.
Yeah.
Because it is pretty, you know, it's superhuman what these people do. It's you know, not an everyday person can do it. They train for years and hours to do this. But what we want is for our audience members to be able to get lost in it and to share it with us rather than have a bit of an us and them effect. And then we find, you know, we can really affect audiences because I come from a theatrical background, and that's my background is about how we can tell stories and affect our audiences and come together. And so bringing that into the circus world is really important because that's where circus has moved in the, you know, last 10 years or so. It is really important that we use it as a way to tell stories and to share who we are as people and explore, you know, the human condition, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, really, I was really blown. It was the last show I saw at... your last show, it was the best thing I'd seen probably for the entire year. I'm not really.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really, really good and quite profound. And I'd like you to tell my listeners when they can see it and, you know, how they get their tickets and all the rest of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's so lovely, Annie. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it because it's such a team effort. The team that goes into building these works, there's just so many people involved and everyone works so hard, and it's such a it's so lovely to hear that response because that's what we're aiming for. So the show opens on the 18th. We've got a preview on the 17th of September, and it runs all the way through to the 21st of September, and you can just go to the NICA website, nica.com.au, and look at what's on, and you'll find Fall With Me, and that's the show title, and from there you can book tickets. And it is actually selling really quickly, and I'm not just using that as a hook, but we've been really excited to see how quickly it's selling. It's a very big cast, this one. We've got nearly 20 people in this cast, so... And they're huge social butterflies, so they've got a really large group of people coming to see it. So please get in quick to get these tickets to see the show.
Thanks very much for talking to us today, Katie.
Thank you so much, Annie.